Either way, whether you are in charge or simply cooperating with another investigator, it can be very useful to know the steps involved. First, review your organization's policies on harassment and any guidelines for conducting investigations. If you are a close friend of the victim or the alleged harasser, have someone else take over. Otherwise, there could be an impression that you can't be fair and impartial. Also consider whether to assemble a team. For example, you might want to add at least one investigator who is the same gender as the complainant. Do not delay. Talk to the individuals involved directly, privately, and as soon as possible. Ask non-judgmental questions of all victims and never ever imply that they had asked for it. Talk to the accused harassers. Remember, they have a right to fair treatment too. Allow them to present their side. Ask clarifying but not accusatory questions. If the harasser does not deny the charges, you can move on to determining an appropriate corrective action. However, if the harasser declares the charges are not true, expand the investigation immediately. Ask both sides if there might be any witnesses or evidence of what took place, such as texts or emails, gifts, cards, or other items. Talk to witnesses, making sure they are reporting firsthand knowledge, not just what they heard someone else say. Keep in mind that friendships with either party can cloud their judgment, and witnesses can have their own motives for helping or harming either party. Be careful to discuss the investigation only with individuals who have a need to know. Witnesses and victims are often reluctant to speak up for fear of retaliation. They might say they don't want you to take any further steps or talk to anyone else about what happened. Inform them that you will be as discreet as possible, but you can't look the other way if something potentially illegal has happened. Explain you will need to take further steps to resolve the issue. Also remind them that retaliation is against the law, and they will be protected from repercussions. Ask everyone involved not to make things worse by spreading rumors, and caution the alleged perpetrator that retaliation in any form is not acceptable and is also against the law. Retain clear and complete written documentation. Document everything, including that you warned all parties against retaliation. Include dates of conversations and all relevant details, but stick to the facts. Do not include irrelevant observations or speculation. Your notes should cover who, what, where, and when, witnesses and interviews, other evidence, whether there have been past problems or complaints, the victim's suggestions for resolution of the problem, and what you determine that you will do. Keep all notes and evidence in a secure place. Do not come to a conclusion until the process is complete. Since you don't know what facts will be revealed in the investigation, your perception of what occurred could change dramatically. So be careful to remain open-minded and avoid any appearance of taking sides. Know and follow your organization's policies on reporting incidents, especially if it becomes apparent that the harassment is severe or real harm has been done.